I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A doctor from Southern Connecticut State University has just returned from fighting the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. John Wangu has fought the Ebola virus before, but he's never seen anything like this.
That's because primarily this was a pandemic.
He's a consultant for the World Health Organization who travels the world combating infectious disease. Since Ebola caught the attention of the WHO back in March, he's been back and forth to Africa, visiting hospitals in four countries and tending to patients suffering from the virus.
It's a terrible way to die.
He says the illness attacks every organ in the body, causing massive bleeding and eventually sending the body into a state of shock.
When you're in shock, it's sort of like you're in a limbo. You're not alive, you're not dead. The organs sort of cease to function, so to speak.
The WHO estimates more than 3,000 cases of Ebola, but Wangu says the actual number is probably much higher due to spotty reporting. And he says combating the disease presents many other challenges. Coordinating the responses of different countries, educating locals about the virus, and sequestering the infected.
Your challenge is to try to keep them as comfortable as you could and making sure that you are also protected from making direct contact to any fluid from the patient.
Wangu says he's still on call and could get sent back to Africa to deal with the virus at any time. But after all he's seen, would he want to go?
I tell people, we're all going to die anyway, so what a better way to die? I just think that it's a significant way of making contribution to humanity in a global sense. And so I don't necessarily worry about it. It's every job has its own occupational hazard, and it just happens in this case. Getting accidentally infected with the disease is one of the occupational hazards in doing the kind of job I do.
Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.